Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. You have just tuned in to the Canada Read Room. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. We'd like to welcome those newcomers in the audience, and for those new ones who have been following us, thank you. Or for the ones who've been following us, we'd like to thank you. You've tuned in to the Omi Inka Show. I'm the advocate, the one you want, and the advisor you need. Pardon me for a minute. We're going to go to station identification. We'll be right back at you in the air. Once again, thanks for holding, and we'd like to welcome you once again to our segment of health education. We have been covering a series of special needs, special populations, how to open up a parent information center, how to also go abroad and become an advocate. That's just a little review of some of the things we've been discussing. I'm going to get our system up here if you just pause with me for a few minutes. Just a little technical difficulty here, if you don't mind waiting. We'd just like to thank you once again for being so patient. You're so kind. Now, this segment we'll be working with organic gardening and understanding how you can get involved in organic gardening. And there we go. We're counting down now. Just had to get our screen working properly so that we can talk with you. Once again, this is your Omi Inka 7, the one you need, the advisor, and the advocate you certainly want. This segment of the show that we'll be working on, we're talking about health education. And this is a two-part program where we'll be focusing in on the new organic vegetable farming. I'll be giving you some tidbits as to programs that are available, and also how to get your garden started. For those classrooms, now this is for the classroom teacher who's interested in funding, grant funding to set up the organic institution in the neighborhood or possibly on the property of the school district. And we will be looking at the seeds and recruiting for the female organic gardener for a special program to work with on the project. The project is called Project Moses, M-O-S-E-S. And I'd like to get ready to do our ritual, our initial ritual that we do every day. First of all, if you can bear with me as I get myself purified and get myself cleaned up so that I'm ready for this particular occasion, I'm looking to my east and to my west to see if there's an elder out in the community. I think there is an elder out there. I'm going to ask that elder if they could give me permission to speak, and she's going to give me the go-ahead to go ahead and speak. Do I have permission to speak, Elder?
Yes, you have permission to speak. Go right ahead.
Thank you so very much. The elder has given me permission to speak. And as I get purified and get washed up here and get ready for the ritual, I like to say that I apologize that our music has been rather loud in the background and some of the prayers you have not been able to hear. But we've made some adjustments, and that's what the technical difficulty was. Now, if I find that the music is a little too loud, I will make that necessary adjustment so that you know that we're not trying to drown you out with music. First of all, I like to acknowledge our ancestors that are present with us always. Ancestors, you are certainly welcome here today. We invite you in to be a part of this segment of this show. We also ask that our elders stay with us during this segment of the Talking Cure. I indicated to you that we have a new family prayer that we'll be doing, a pledge for the family. I'd like to read that to you right now before we go on with the show. And we will be covering a special book. I'm going to add to the existing book that we've been reading so that you'll have literature for your family. And this poem is by Maya Angelou, The Black Family Pledge. Dr. Maya Angelou, because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous undergrowth, our children cannot find their way. Because we have banished the God of our ancestors, our children cannot pray. Because the old wells of our ancestors have faded beyond our hearing, our children cannot hear us crying. Because we have banished our wisdom and mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love, the adversity and the anniversary is within our gates and hold us up to the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loveless. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace our lowliest, to keep company with our loneliest, to re-educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. We are our brothers and sisters. In honor of those who toiled and employed God with golden tongues, and in gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopelessness, desolation, we make this pledge on this day. We pledge to bind ourselves to our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, meaning that we are our brother's keeper. Also, that I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. How is the African family doing this evening? And how are the children? This is a family segment show. Pray in this manner, mothers, fathers. Teach your children to pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Pray in that manner. If you have personal things to ask of your higher self, begin to talk to yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and ask your higher self to affirm what it is you are going to do. Affirmations are definitely in order. I implore you to put forth an affirmation. As I bow my head today to do a prayer, I ask that you will pray with me before I call on the ancestors. As we bow our heads, we humble ourselves to something greater than ourselves. We ask for forgiveness if we are to have aught against any man or woman. We ask for the Creator himself to endow us with wisdom and give us the gratitude to be thankful and grateful of the many blessings that we have each day. Help us to guide our children in the right path. Help us to be an example for the world to see. Help us to have noteworthiness and understanding that we are bought with a price. We are not our own. We are not our own. We belong to our higher self. Therefore, we do not putrefy the body with ill products. We preserve this vessel so that the Most High will come and sup with us and reside in our fragile body. We preserve the body so that it will be able to perform. We thank you, Lord, that we have gained knowledge as to how to feed ourselves and to clothe ourselves. Help us not to be attached to material things. Help us to understand that we are rich in our resources, in our knowledge, and we know that knowledge is power. Help us to speak the truth, to cry loud and spare not, and to lift up our voices like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgressions. Help us to speak the things that be not as though they were. Help us to understand that we have all been called to be evangelists and that we all must evangelize the universe. Help us to get reconnected to the motherland, to the nature. Help us to understand that the coyote is our brother and that the fox is our cousin and that the owl is our friend. Help us to understand that this earth that we have so desperately destroyed is longing for us to come and ask for apologies, is longing for us to reconnect the bald eagle as ourselves, is longing for us to go in the wilderness and to take the time to pour libation. I pour libation over the oceans today, over the Pacific Ocean, of the north. I pour libation over the lakes today to the west. I pour libations over the river to the south. I pour libations over the ponds to the north. As we pour libation, we call on those individuals that may have been drowned at sea as they came through the middle passage. We pour libation that they may get across to the other side and make their journey swift and clean. For those who have been lost in the middle passage, their souls, may they grow up in our children. May they manifest themselves again in our children. Our ancestors cannot die. Their frequency is still living, waiting for us to tap in. The melanin is there for us to incorporate into our lives. Help us to understand the benefit of melanin and the frequency. That frequency will vibrate even unto the grave. Show us the way, Father. Show us the way. Our elder's brother, Jesus Christ, who is our elder's brother, give us the sign that there will be nothing coming out of the sky, that Jesus has grown up in each and every one of us. Help us to press him or her forward. Let the Jesus that we're looking for show up in each of us. And if we cannot extend the favor of kindness to each and every one of us, then why would we wait to die to show the Creator how kind we can be? Lend kindness to someone on this universe today. Mother Nature is waiting for us to wake up out of this slumber. Why can't you wake up? Why won't you wake up out of this slumber? Don't you know that you have been called to do great things, African people? You have been called to be the leaders. You have been called to be the journeyman, a watchman on the wall, watching and waiting Wake up, I say. If you're slumbered in anesthesis, you can be transformed today. And I'm not talking about going through your mother's womb again. You can be transformed today by renewing of your mind. Transform yourself with new thoughts, right knowledge, understanding. Be transformed. Be transformed today. Brothers and sisters, we are pledging allegiance to everything but ourselves. You can pledge allegiance to yourself today. With right knowledge, you can transform that problem. It can be eradicated today. And as we begin to model for our children, help us to show them sanctuary, protection. Help us to show them rituals. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, Mother Earth is waiting on you to take control again. Mother Nature is waiting for you to come to yourself. You have the memory gland that was left by your ancestors, so why not wake up? Let us call on our ancestors now so that they may lead us. As we call on our ancestors now, speaking out the names of our heroes and sheroes, get prepared to call them forth. By saying Ashe, you indicate that you agree with the names that we're calling out. We call out Jackie Robinson, Ashe. We call out Langston Hughes, Ashe. Leontine Price, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. Malcolm X, Ashe. Madam J. Walker, Ashe. Ralph Bundy, Ashe. Kumi Nfama, Ashe. Rosa Parks, Ashe. The Honorable Mayor of Washington, Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther the King, Ashe. Coretta Scott King, Ashe. Thurgood Marshall, Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. And Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. Join with me, ladies and gentlemen, as I call on my personal ancestors. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Essa Lee Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Aunt Ruby Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Ashe. Aunt Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Aunt Isa Lilly, Ashe. Initial Lily, Ashe. And we say, so let it be done, so let it be. We thank those ancestors for being summoned today. Being a part of our ritual is something that is very important, ladies and gentlemen. We ask those ancestors to lift us up on their shoulders, to show us a direction, and to guide us and to step out front. We ask those ancestors to make the way open and plain for us. We ask the ancestors to bring themselves forward to our newborn children. May the cycle of life continue, and may those ancestors cycle through the life and come back through our children. We thank you, ancestors.
for being patient with us. We thank you, ancestors, even though we have not been worthy. We have not called your name on a regular basis. We have not remembered you. Please be patient with us. Show us a better way of doing things in our household. Help us to be able to direct our children and our unborn children that are yet to come. We thank you, ancestors, that you are the one. You came for the sole purpose of why we're here. And we could not do anything in and of ourselves. We thank you for this opportunity. And we bless you. And we magnify you. We lift you higher. We elevate you. Because speaking out into the atmosphere to pray to some fictitious God, we know better now that you are the closest thing to us as a God. And you have a vested interest, ancestors, in us. So it is you who will open doors for us. We know that now. We are functioning with our full faculties now. We are waking up from this slumber. We are coming into our own and understanding that we must up. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you for guiding us through the process. We thank you. And we magnify you, and we ask that you give us the direction for our lives. Ancestors, we are waiting for you to tell us where to go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for being a part of the ritual. It is very important that you incorporate rituals into your family's life and to your children's life. And you are in for a treat this week. We will be explaining and giving guidance as to how to incorporate a traditional ritual of initiating your sons, transitioning them into manhood, and your daughters into womanhood. Now, if you are the least bit interested in knowing thyself, understanding your culture and your heritage, and your heritage is not all you have, but you have a culture. It is important to put rituals back into your family's life. It is important for you to incorporate day-to-day rituals. Now, on that note, we want to stop and go into our session. Right now, we're going to go to station identification. I'd like to give out those call numbers, 646-478-0270, and stay tuned for station identification, and thank you so very much.
I won't hold you up like some kind of beast. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out with you. I'll be sure I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to. Before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
We want to also give allegiance to our flag. Here's to this flag of mine. The red, black, and green, hopes to the future bright Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it. The red, black, and green of it,
oh, flag of mine. Here's to the green of it. Young man shall dream of it. Face shot and shell of it. Maiden shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad and pole of it. Pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. Thanks to God for giving it, great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, teach your children ritual. Teach them pledges and affirmation, and sit with them and let them count breath and learn to meditate. Even incorporate yoga in their lifestyle. Give them a ritual and give them tradition. I'd like to talk to you a little bit before we go into our segment, just to get the scene set for our segment that we're going to go into it for Friday. So I'm going to take a little bit more time for this ritual, because you do need to have some Sunday morning sermons to help you along the way if you're going through any difficult times, like bringing this kingdom forth. Most of us speak of the new world and the kingdom that we're going to bring forth when we constantly talk of going to heaven. And this is written by Dr. Reverend Joni Coleman and her daily rituals. We believe that we can bring the kingdom of God forth by practicing the universal spiritual principles handed down through the ages and taught by our way shower. The way shower she referenced to is Jesus Christ. What we believe and how we believe it. By Don Need. The universe is created out of the very essence and body of God. Our Father and our Creator, our elder brother, and the way shower, Jesus Christ, was and is the archetype of what God intended for all mankind to fully express. Our Father-Son relationship. As we study the works and the words of Jesus in the Bible, we learn how to become one with God by audibly declaring our oneness in fact, in acts. And as we identify ourselves and as the Christ light, we are able to perform the miracles and greater works of which Jesus spoke of. Greater works, ladies and gentlemen. This light illuminates our way. Illuminating the darkness and understanding of our everyday living. Our part is to recognize that we have this spiritual Christ-like of life within each of us. Then we must call it forth into our activities throughout and our thoughts and spoken words of faith. He that followeth me shall have the light of light. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're supposed to be doing greater works than our eldest brother Jesus Christ did. That means that we are to study metaphysics, and we are to be the way maker, and we are to be laying down some heavy miracles. What miracles are you laying down today? What child are you liberating today? Our speeches must liberate each other. I come to be a liberator to you today, to liberate you, to find truth and to find it wherever you might. But in liberating you, I free up and liberate myself. If we are to hold bondage and hold people in the bondage, we are preventing ourselves from being liberated. Now, our eldest brother Jesus taught us that he was the shower and the way maker. If he is the example for us, and he is our great light, we are to follow that light and to make it plain so that he that writeth on the wall, when you read it, you will know that it is the truth. Write the vision upon the wall today, and he that readeth it, let him run with it. I'm writing the vision for you to see, ladies and gentlemen. As I come on the show every day, I'm laying foundation for you to have a path, a light, a guide to walk by. Incorporate these things in your household. Go ahead. They're being presented for that purpose. Do not waste time. Time is something we do not have. If we are to be a light unto the feet of our children, we ought to be setting examples. Be a light today. Be the way maker. And be the shower also. And if Jesus did great things, greater things are you to do. Where are your fruits of labor? Is there signs and wonders following you? Signs and wonders ought to be following you. If Peter was able to stand as a shadow and heal people, what greater things can you do? Paul and Peter, I know, and John, but the question is, who are you? What miracles are you doing today? Are you healing the sick? Are you clothing the ragged? Are you feeding those who have no food and the loneliest people? Are you helping those people? Are you extending yourself beyond what you have capability of? Extend yourself today and be reminded that we are our brother's keeper. In our pledge today, as we introduce that pledge for the family pledge, be your brother's keeper today and be mindful of the fact that we are our brothers and sisters. Thank you so very much for going all the way with me on our ritual today. And we'd like to resume our regular show and talk about our literacy of our books and go right into our topic. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The two books that we're going to recommend, as you know, we have been talking about The Power of the Platform, and that is a speaker's book, a group of speakers that are speaking, and I told you that Jack Canfield is one of the speakers, and then we also have Sherman Lane, and then there's also Fred Wilkerson, and we also talked with Mrs. Cheney, who was here in our room talking with us. Excellent book you definitely want to get. This is a group of people's lectures. They are motivational speakers. You can actually find these people throughout the internet, all over the web. Excellent book, and it is definitely from the convention of the capital of the world, the Las Vegas Convention Speakers Bureau is where you will find it. Now, I have another great book for you I wanted to incorporate. For those African-American families out there, this will be a great book to incorporate in your church setting. It's called, the name of the book is Going Global, Beyond the Boundaries. And this book is by Carl E. Ellis, Jr. And the role of this book, it talks about the role of the black church in the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. Now, that can be expounded upon for a while, ladies and gentlemen. That's a whole topic within itself. And this is talking about going abroad to connect with churches outside of the United States, possibly even to be a missionary, to work on projects, to collaborate with the United States and countries abroad. Now, not very many churches get involved in that, and they say that they have a little Africa right in their backyard. But I beg the difference with them. It's very, very important that we should get connected to other parts of the world to see what blessings we have. By connecting to them, we can begin to appreciate what things we do have. We are very blessed. We are flowing with milk and honey here in this country compared to some third world countries, ladies and gentlemen. So we definitely want to grab this book up because it will tell you how to do missionary work and how to do work abroad when you want to extend yourself as a servant, as an advocate, and also as a volunteer. So you want to get these two books and incorporate them in your household. Thank you so very much for going with me on that segment. Now, I'd like to get right into our topic for today. And as I indicated to you earlier, we're going to be talking about developing organic gardens and talking about grants and funding that's available for you. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'd like to first introduce to you an actual newsletter that comes out. It is called the Organic Broadcaster. And this organic broadcast is published by the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service. And so many ideas are presented in this newsletter, and you wouldn't believe all the things that they have. And I'm going to kind of be reading from the January-February issue for 2010, volume 18, number 1. So you can go online to request this particular volume. And some of the sessions that they talk about here is News from Moses, M-O-S-E-S. And I told you that Moses is an organization that works with organic gardening. And we're going to go inside the magazine and tell you some things that are going on. They are doing things from Earth Day to character factors, working with book reviews. And they also work with the organic universities. And there is some types of toolkits that you can work with. Now, organic gardening is something that schools are looking at, and they're looking at sponsoring these organic gardens for health reason, teachers, and that is to feed the children better and to have more access to natural and fresh vegetables. That's right. A number of teachers are beginning to write grants and to sponsor programs in their community or even right on their own campus, and they're developing these organic gardens. Now, you might want to know, what is organic preparation? What separates a traditional garden from an organic garden? From what I understand, when you are doing organic garden, you are creating compounds that does not include fertilizer, only natural fertilizers that can be made from the compounds. Now, if you are using fertilizers, you are exposing yourself and others to chemicals, pesticides that could be very dangerous, and sometimes they can be contaminant and cause you to become ill. Now, organic gardening is something that's not new. The word sustainability you will hear frequently, teachers, but you certainly want to understand that through an organization called, there's various different organizations out there that will entertain your grants, and you can submit your paperwork, and you can apply for grants to do organic gardens. And I'm about to tell you some of those organizations. If you got your pen and paper handy and you're ready to go to town writing, let's get busy. Now, here's a list of some grants that the Midwest Organic Garden, hold on. And MOSES stands for the Midwest Organic Sustainable Educational Services. That's what MOSES stands for. And here is a list of the Wisconsin grants. Wisconsin has a grant in their department, and that's through the Agriculture Department. And you can look that grant up. It's the Trades and Consumer Protection Organization, the Department, and Diversification, and that's an acronym is ADD. Now, they have funding there. And there's also a website that you can check with them on, and that's www.datep.state.wi.us. Now, you can check with them on that grant there. And there's also the Gazing Land Conversion Initiative Grant Program, and the acronyms are GLCI. That website is they got a long one here. I think they even have a phone number. Let me give you a phone number for the other company. The other company's phone number for Wisconsin is 608-224-5363. Now, for the Gazing Land Conversation Initiative, their phone number is 608-224-5120. And their website is www.datep.com. It's the same website, I understand, for some reason. Okay, now, then there is the Buy Local by Wisconsin, BWBL acronym. And their grant funding number is 608-224-5017. Sounds like they have the same number here. Is that, no, it's a little different. 5017 is that phone number. And Lois Friedman is the contact person. Okay? Then there's the producer of First Program. Their phone number is Teresa Capers, C-A-P-E-R-U-S, is the contact person. The phone number is 608-224-5101. And Teresa is your contact person. Then there's the Minnesota Grant, and that's the Agriculture Utilization Research Institute. Acronyms are A-U-R-I. Let's see if they have a phone number here. Their phone number is an 800 number, 800-279-5010. Or you can go to http://www.auri.org. Then there's the Iowa Grant, and that's called the Lepard Center. And their phone number is 215-204-371. Okay? And their website is www.leopold.iastate.edu. Then we have the additional resource. And this is a grassroots guide to the 2008 Farm Bill. You definitely want to read that. And their phone number is 202-547-5754. And their website is http://sustainable-agriculture.net. The next one is the Federal Resource for Sustainable Farming and Ranching. And this is the acronym ATTRA. Their phone number is an 800 number, 1-800-346-9140. Their website is http://attra.neat.org. Then we have the Beginning Farmers Tax Credit. It's available in Iowa and Nebraska. The tax program provides an incentive to create and the retiree farmers. And their phone number is 1-800-327-6243. Their website is http://www.farmaid.org. Now, there you have it for those grants that you can check out. Let me go on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'd like to read you something from Moses Organic Fact Sheet. And this is a fact sheet that was created for the Fund for the Farmer. And that, if you want to check out Moses, because he is a brother that is putting out this material, the organization at least. And that website is www.moses.organic.org. And then there's the funds organization, /FUNDSFORFARMERS.html. You definitely want to check this organization out. This is where the money is. Farming is a business, ladies and gentlemen. And like most businesses, it is rare to receive grant funding to support operations and purchase land and improve buildings. Now, but for teachers, you definitely want to get involved. If you're a university working in a capacity of working with people, you definitely want to apply for some of these funds because you can incorporate them in your classroom. Now, Moses has a phone number here, too, and I'd like to give you that number. And that number is, the contact person is Jeff Gunderson. His number is 715-778 5775. Okay, and there's research going on, teachers, so you can get involved in research. The research and the producers of the grant, the Sustainable Agricultural Research and the Education, and it's called STARE, North Central Region. And their phone number is 612-626-3113. Okay, or you can go to http://www.sare.org. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Organic Farming Research Institution is a nonprofit foundation that sponsors research, including farmers' direct research related organic farming and practices. And they accept proposals that you write, and they have RFPs twice a year, May and November. For more information for this organic farming research, you can call 831-426-6606. Or you can email Jane, J-A-N-E, at OFRF.org. Okay? Now, there's a value-added producer grant, and that acronym is VAPG. The grant may be used for planning activities for working capital to market valuable added agricultural products and for farm-based renewable energy. Eligible applicants are encouraged to apply. If you're independent producers or farmers or ranchers, and if you're working in the classroom, teachers, you definitely want to be a part of this. Now, this phone number is 1-800-670-6551, or you can go to the website of http://www.rurdev.usda.gov. Okay, the Beginner Farmer Ranch program that is also available, and that's the BFRDP. The Farmer Bill has made available in the fiscal year in 2009 when they started it, and that is $17.2 billion to fund the BFRDP, and this is to support the nation's beginning farmers and the ranchers, okay? And if you're interested in that, they have a phone number here for you. Okay? Their phone number is 202-720-7536. Okay, and their website is http://www.csrees.usda.gov. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me try and go into the newsletter here and read you some other things. Because of time constraints, I want to read you a little bit about the transitioning to the organic vegetable product. And it says, now, organic vegetable farmers come from a variety of backgrounds and homes and gardeners, and that means you too, teachers, and many want to expound upon their gardening to bigger and better things. People who are doing this are anywhere from farmers to beginners and some that are not beginners. But teachers, what I wanted to do was point out to you that this program is available for the classroom project. Now, if you would like to subscribe to the newsletter, the magazine, the publishing by the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Services, and that's the Organic Broadcast, you can subscribe too. It's published six times a year. This newspaper is for organic farmers, processors, certifiers, educators throughout the upper Midwest. The organic broadcast presents in-depth idea information for you teachers, news and farmers, profiles, classify, and the organic event calendar. Now, there are seminars, symposiums, and workshops throughout the year that you definitely want to set your calendars for teachers. To view sample articles from past issues, you can also do that. So you can go to Moses' website, and his website is http://www.mosesorganic.org/broadcaster.html. You can find that magazine there. And the organic broadcast subscription form, you can mail it with a payment to Moses to P.O. Box 339, Spring Valley, Wisconsin, 54767. And they have a one-year option for 6 issues at $20, two-year option for 12 issues at $38. And then if you go to their website, you might be able to download an application for information on advertising or contributing articles to the organic broadcast. You can contribute articles if you are a writer. They said they want you to visit their website, as I told you, the www.mosesorganic.org. Okay? And they have a phone number here. Once again, if you didn't get that number, it's 715-778-5775. Now, this organization just had a conference for 2010 conference, and I got a copy of the guide for the 21st Central Annual Organic Farming Conference. It was in February the 25th through the 27th, and that was in La Crosse, Wisconsin. There were vendors from all over. Now, I want to say something, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not only for gardening. If you are a sponsor that is producing products that you are actually selling and you want to become certified as a certified organic gardener, Moses is the place to check with, because you can become certified through Moses. They deal with recycling, reduction, and reuse. They are all around a sustainable organization. Now, I want the teachers to know that if you're a science teacher and you want to get involved in writing a grant, you have to formalize various different people on your board. You have to go out and solicit for those experts to be on your board. And while they are helping you to write the grant, you could even write their salaries into your grant. Of course, you must have the RFPP and know exactly how to answer it. So you want to go through the federal government to find some of these grants, and I've given you the phone numbers for most of them. And there are institutions such as universities that are engaging in developing grant-writing teams. So you definitely want to check with Moses to find out where they are, teachers. Now, this segment is designed for teachers primarily, because we have been talking about the classroom and giving advice for the teachers. This is for you, teachers, even though anyone can apply. I want you to get involved because you can spearhead these projects in the community and getting these families involved in doing organic gardening and have the children involved in this activity too. This can be a process that leads to a long-time relationship, and it's certainly important that you begin to get involved in your science class, teaching the children about the seeds, how to find seeds, and how to purchase seeds. They're very inexpensive. They can order them through the catalog, teacher. You can get that child just collecting seeds. Now, in my classroom, it was a science classroom, and one of the things that we did was explore seeds. We soak the seeds in water. We actually put the seeds in rocks. We really explored the seeds. Now, I'm saying to you, teachers, you can get your younger children, your elementary kids involved in understanding seeds. Then you can start to crop those things in flower pots right in the classroom. But it's very important to know that you can take them on field trips that engage in farming and explain to them about agriculture. And after you sit down with your team who is going to help you write the grants, make sure you bring somebody on board that has written a grant before or that is working with a grant currently, because you're going to have to find matching funds for some of these grants, and you're going to have somebody that is familiar with farming organic style. Now, one thing I will also tell you, that you can start the process with a project in your own home by setting up a greenhouse and doing gardening just for your family, just as a prototype. And in doing the gardening for your family and feeding about four people will give you an idea what you need to do for to be able to market your product and to provide it for masses of people. But you certainly want to start small first and get those things together at the lower level basis first. Sustainability not only talks about organic gardening, it talks about how to teach a family how to sustain themselves. And that may mean with the raw milk and also with the products when it deals with the meat. Now, if we are trying to teach organic gardening, we're probably also trying to teach natural vegetarian eating. So I'm not going to be covering the topic about how to incorporate the beef or the cow, because that's not what this segment is about. We're rolling up on our 90 seconds here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a two-part. We'll be talking about this again tomorrow, so we're not done. I want to give out some more grant information for you. And this is a very positive segment, so it gives you a chance to find out where the funds are. I sit on a grant writing team where I work with a couple of other teachers who are science teachers, and we give away millions of dollars to teachers for grants. Yes, we do. And I want to talk to you tomorrow about how you can get involved in grant writing and how you, too, can be paid for your time and effort to help do these rubrics and write down the points and calculate the points and make the decision as to who will get a grant. Now, this is not what this topic is all about, grant writing, but what it's about is us coming together, learning about how we can sustain our families. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be out of here this evening, and I'm going to go out here with a bang, so let me put the music on. again, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Care to Read Show. You got your Omega 7 in the house, the advocate you need, and the advisor you certainly want. I'd like to say that during this segment, we'll also be talking about Moses Special Authors Corner. They have a new Authors Corner up under the Moses, and you can go to the Orange Room in the North Hall for the authors discussion that they talk about. They have an author schedule, and this must have been some of the authors that they were featuring. I'm not sure if they still have this available or not, but you can check to see if they have any recommendation for books when you go into the website. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this segment and also tell you that this segment has been featured and underwritten by Project 2019. We are a family and consumer science department. We work with the family and holistically bringing them information to close the gap of disparity of illiteracy and ignorance and disparity. As we bring you information on sustainability and grant writing, hopefully teachers, you can close the gap so that you can start obtaining these funds that are going unclaimed. That's right, teachers. There are a number of you who are not applying for grants. I want you to apply for those grants. And if you want me to sit on some of your boards and would like for me to be an advisor, I am an advisor. You can call on Omi, the advisor. Now, once again, I'd like to say for the listening audience who just may tune in, we were talking about organic gardening, understanding the grants, the governmental grants that are available, and sustainability. What is that all about? And how can a teacher get involved in her district to involve parents, community, to plant organic gardens and get children involved? This is a massive overtaking, ladies and gentlemen, or undertaking that can involve the whole community and bring a neighborhood together. It is a joint effort to bring parents and teachers together while at the same time stocking your cupboards and shelves. And if you put in and help put out exerting energy, I'm sure you'll go home with a livestock of vegetables to service you throughout the winter. But it's very important that you get started. And teachers, it's very important that you write these grants so you can start the in-house gardening right in your classroom, getting those youngsters involved. That's right, Mrs. Garth is a gardener. I love gardening, and I do have a green thumb, wouldn't you know it? I love gardening. I love working with seeds, and I love getting out in the garden. That's one of my passions. And anything that we have as a passion, we do it well. You know, Africans are always perfecting. That's what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to eat vegetables that are full of pesticides. We want free and clear vegetables that can make us healthy, that we can get that silk out of, and all of the mineral acids and all of the vitamins. We want those things in our system to make us healthy, wealthy, and wise. And ladies and gentlemen, you have been a great listening audience, and thank you so very much for tuning in to part one of this segment. I ask that you will tune in tomorrow. Same time, we'll be completing part two of this segment. And don't forget, Friday, we have a special treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. And as you know, Omi always does it up right when she's getting ready to go on sabbatical. After Friday, yes, right, shake your head. I'm going on what? Go ahead and say it. Sabbatical for 2 days. Having some fun, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get ready for that sabbatical, and we're going to bring that initiation program to you on Friday. And definitely you want to tune in and be a part of that, and hopefully our guest will be here. If it's not Fred, it will be someone. And I will say to you that you have been fortunate to have the rituals done in the classroom, and you've been fortunate to be able to transfer that information to your household. Now go ahead and apply it, make it applicable, and use it. Call on those ancestors, and understand one thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you will become much wiser for it. You will become more blessed, and you will be able to access services that you need right there in your own home. You don't have to jump up and go to someone's church just to connect with your ancestors. Connect with them on a day-to-day basis, ladies and gentlemen. And I thank you for being patient with me and for loving and following me. Thank you, listening audience, my friends that are following me. I do appreciate you. And I show the gratification by always letting you know I am grateful for you being my friend and following me. And for those of you who still would like to become friends, write me again. Let me know you want to be a friend. Omi has a heart, and I will answer you back. And if there is room enough to fit you in our little classroom, I will invite you as well. This is for the listening audience. And for those teachers that are my friend and my buddies, I want you to get on a stick and come in a room and pose your questions, teachers. This is something done for you. Now, I'm going to show you how Omi does it when she does her grant writing. Maybe you can make a little money at the same time through grant writing as well as writing your own grant. Now, you don't want to miss this tomorrow. Please join in and tune in tomorrow, ready to work. Roll up your sleeves and let's get ready to work. You're fabulous for tuning in today. We want to thank you and give you that call number again. That call number is 646-478-0270. And we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, in the Care to Read room with your Omi Inka here to serve you, your advocate, and your advisor. We love you, and we ask that you keep pressing your higher self forward. And we send three shout-outs into the atmosphere for Harambe. We say, Harambe! 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 Hello, Delani Amen. I hope you are perfecting, perfecting, perfecting. Have a great day, and we say baba booey to all of y'all, and have a great day. Oh, devil!